Good morning, good morning, good morning, people. Good morning. Yeah, took last week off. Had some things going on. But today I'm talking about LeBron and Michael. I don't want to say LeBron versus Michael because I think that people choose to put them against each other. And that's not fair to LeBron or Michael. Because for one, they're in two different eras. Me, I like both of them. Now, maybe I'm more of a Michael guy because I kind of consider myself more old school. Now, I watched both of them career from, I remember when Michael Jordan was in high school. And I watched his career until it ended. I remember LeBron's career from high school, and I watched it from beginning to end. Now, I can say this. I've purchased maybe two pair of LeBrons. Now, I've purchased many pairs of Jordans. Now, and one time I skipped school just to get a pair of Jordans. That was me being young. Never do it again. But that was the thing. And I think that people should stop trying to put them against each other and enjoy the moment. Because they both have given us great moments. Michael Jordan has given me moments that I'll never forget in my life. I can remember wanting to see Michael Jordan play and had homework. And sometimes I wouldn't even do my homework just to see what Jordan was going to do. Because every time you knew he was going to give you something. Now, I can't say this. I think from what I've seen, Michael Jordan was more of a killer. He wanted to beat you at all costs. LeBron's not that type of guy. LeBron is a nice guy. And most of the people, this is the thing. When you talk of Michael Jordan and LeBron James, I hate when people say he's better at this, he's better at that. Because most of the people that continuously say that, they move the goalposts. Now, if you want to talk about off the court stuff, LeBron has done more, I think. At the time when Michael played, Michael was just about the game. He didn't, all the off the court stuff, it just wasn't Michael. So if you talk in certain categories, I understand. But people want to move the goalposts. One thing about LeBron, LeBron can play everywhere. He had a little bit of everything. Michael Jordan mainly played shooting guard, small forward. Now LeBron can play all over. 6'8", good size, weight, he can play everything. So a lot of times people base that on saying he's better than this, he's better than at that. But like I said, people move the goalposts. By always comparing, you really don't get to enjoy what these two great players are bringing. Because it's always, he's better, he's better, he's better. And to be honest, we would never know. They're in two different eras. The game has changed so much. Now, who's to say? Now, LeBron could have played back in the Jordan era. Jordan could have played in the LeBron era. But now the game has softened up a lot. It has. And I still enjoy it. I'm just not as in tune to sit down and watch it like I used to. Back in the day, it was so many great teams. You never know who's going to win. Now, we either know that it's going to be Milwaukee, Golden State, maybe Denver. We know who it's going to come down to. And I kind of, to me, it takes away from basketball because you already know who has the chance to win. Back in the day, in the 80s, you didn't know because it was just so many superstars. So, me personally, I'm not picking nobody's better than nobody because they played in two different eras. They never played against each other. Michael's great at what he do. LeBron's great at what he do. I like both of them. That's why the topic today is LeBron James or Michael Jordan. Most hashtags are Michael Jordan versus LeBron. I don't want to do that. Because we got to stop putting athletes against each other. Especially black athletes. It's already tough. They have it tough as it is. So we don't need to add a few to the fire on going on social media. This versus this, this versus that. Like, you would never see Larry Bird versus Kevin McHale when they were both great players. But we would never see that. Because white people just, I think they just took the time to enjoy the greatness that they gave us on the court. But black people, we quick to say versus or somebody's better. And I think we shouldn't do that. Just enjoy the moment. And at the end of the day, I like LeBron. I like Michael. And at the age I am now, I buy neither one of them sneakers because I really, it's not important anymore. It wasn't even important then. But another thing is, you people, and I'm talking any race color, standing in line to pay $350 for a pair of sneakers is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It makes no sense of something that's not going to hold any value. Makes no sense. But if you a LeBron guy, Michael guy, you can go get the sneakers. It's just if you're going to stand in line for sneakers, make sure your investments are in line. Have something else going on in life. But don't be sitting around paying $350 for a pair of sneakers, living in an apartment, or you just renting something. Own something. You could splurge on what you like, but make sure you own something. You know, it's like every time a Jordan drop, to me, most of the broke people know when they drop and they're standing in line. Most broke people. And if you're in the sounds of my voice, I apologize for calling you broke if you listen to this. But most broke people stand in line and know when the next sneaker is dropping because that's their importance in life. That's the height of their success. And that's no knock to anyone. All I'm saying is get something else on your mind besides when a sneaker is gonna drop, not knowing that sneaker probably used to be $80 and now it's $380, but you feel like you can poke your chest out because you bought the new Jordans. It's ridiculous. But do you. Once again, thank y'all for listening. And I'll be back next week with a topic. I wish I could get topics from some of my listeners. Thanks again.